This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. If you love the show, and you do, because that's why you're listening right now, you can listen on the Odyssey app. If you've missed anything, rewind feature, chaptering feature. You can also listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Joining us right now, live from Atlanta, where all the MLB stuff's going on, is our friend Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hello, Noah.
Hello, Crowley. How are you?
I'm great. You don't want to say anything to Doran?
I didn't know if Doran was on.
I'm here.
Hello, Doran. How are
hello,
you?
Hello, Noah. How are you?
I'm well.
How'd the Chris Carter wedding go?
It was actually a very beautiful wedding. Like, as someone who considers Chris a great friend, couldn't have been happier for him.
Happy to hear that. All right, so yeah. First piece of business, Connor Griffin going to be okay? He got hit in the wrist with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball at the Futures game.
Yeah, he's fine. I think it was just looked a lot scarier than what it really was. And in a situation like that, when it's an all-star game, you remove the player regardless. I think if it was a regular season game, he probably stays in. But all the x-rays came back fine. He's going to be fine.
When do you expect to see him? When do you expect to see him next year, Noah?
In the majors?
Yes.
Probably around this time next year.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think...
At shortstop?
Yes. He's just on that pace right now. And I gave that take a couple weeks ago, and some people thought I was, you know, being a little dramatic, but from conversations I've had with people who pay even more close attention than I do to minor league baseball, people down here, I mean, that seems to be the consensus, that this kid's going to be a major leaguer next year if he stays on this pace. I anticipate him being in Altoona by the end of next month. And I don't think it's out of the question for him to start next season in AAA or be in AAA in the front half of next season. And once you're in AAA, I mean, you're only a couple of, you know, good months away from being a big leaguer. So, yeah, I think he's on a pretty quick track to the major leagues. And this is a guy who is viewed to be the shortstop of the future for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Noah Hiles live from Atlanta joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Bucks draft Seth Hernandez, high school arm, 6th overall. Your thoughts on the pick?
Yeah, I think that this is a big long-term play by the Pirates. I know it's not a college hitter like some fans wanted, but if every player in this draft amounts to their full potential, Seth Hernandez probably ends up being the best player out of the draft class. Now, I mean, when you draft a high school arm, you acquire some risk along with it, obviously. Young pitchers have an injury risk, and he's got to develop. It's not going to be a pick where he's going to be in the majors in one or two seasons. He's probably going to need a little bit more time. But, I mean, this is a kid that has three of his four pitches are graded 60 or higher on the scout scale, which is viewed to be, like, way above average. So, I mean, the fastball is already sitting in the high 90s. The changeup was viewed to be perhaps the best pitch out of any pitch any pitcher throws in this draft class. He's got a ton of potential, and the Pirates typically develop these nasty guys pretty well. It's just, you know, he's young, so he's going to take a little bit of time to get here.
No worries about him going to Vanderbilt. I know he's committed there.
I don't think so. I think when you get selected inside the top 10, it's pretty rare to, you know, say, I'm good, I'm going to go to college, especially now with the money these kids get in signing bonuses. I think he's probably a guy that gets signed above slot value. And I think his slot value is like $7.8 million. So, and please double check that if you're going to.
We already have. Yeah, and you are correct.
Yep.
Yes. So there you go. So yeah, his slot value is like $7.8 million. I would anticipate him signing for a little bit above that. And if that's the case, then yeah, he's a Pirate.
No, what do you expect tonight? Do you expect O'Neill Cruz to take home, is it a trophy? I know it's money, but the award of winning the Home Run Derby. Do you expect O'Neill Cruz to make a great showing and to maybe win this thing?
I don't know if he's going to win, but I do expect him to put on a great show. I think the first round O'Neill Cruz has in this event is going to be insane. I'm actually scared for the kids on the field.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I think this is a competition that comes down to endurance. I saw a stat that before Teoscar Hernandez, every winner under this new format is someone that's under 26 years old and ranks in the top 10 in baseball in exit velocity and swing speed. O'Neill checks all of those boxes. He's 26 and leads baseball an average exit velocity and swing speed. I do think it's going to be a little bit of an endurance competition this year because of the location. It's in Atlanta. It's hot here. It's humid here. But, I mean, O'Neill's in pretty good shape, and he's younger. I like him or James Wood to be the two finalists.
I love the idea of you just sitting in your hotel room in Atlanta, breaking down previous Home Run Derby champions and cross-referencing their age and exit velocity.
Oh, that's I saw that on TikTok and then just looked it up to confirm it. I didn't come up with that idea on my own.
Well, you do more work than I do, because if I see something on TikTok or Twitter, I just pass it along to the thousands who are listening, and I never check it to see if it's actually correct. So I know that this is where the entire baseball world has converged, and you said you talked to some people about Connor Griffin. Have you had your ear to the ground on possible Pirates trade speculation, guys who could be in demand? Have you heard anything in that regard, Noah?
A little bit. I anticipate hearing more on that front today. Today's kind of the big day. The weekend with the major league team still playing, there are a lot of people who are just getting into town or getting into town late Sunday evening. Everyone's in town now. The media availabilities are today. The press conference announcing the starting lineups are today. And then the Derby. So there's a lot more. It's going to be a lot more chatter on that front throughout today and tomorrow.
No, you went to the All-Star game last year, right?
I did not.
Oh, you did?
Andrew Destin went.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So this is your, I guess, first All-Star game in, you know, maybe ever that you're covering?
This is my second. I covered the 2019 All-Star game for you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, yes.
Whoa.
Who outside of obviously Paul Skenes are you excited to see or maybe talk to tomorrow?
Oh, man. That's a great question. I think I'm excited to see Acuña play in Atlanta. I always enjoy, even like when you watch on TV, I like seeing how the home crowd supports their guys. I mean, I remember 2006 how excited people were that the Pirates had two all-stars, Jason Bay and Freddy Sanchez. The Braves, I mean, Acuña is a guy that this fan base really, really loves, and they haven't got to see him play a ton because of his recent injuries, and he's been excellent since coming back in late May. I think he's hitting like .330 since his season started on May 23rd. So I'm excited to see the ovation he gets. I would have loved to see him in the Derby. But then also Matt Olson, a guy who's from Atlanta, plays now for his hometown team, and now gets to represent them in the All-Star game. I think that'll be cool to watch. So aside from Pirates, who I'm here to cover, I think the hometown guys are always going to be a fun story to follow.
Now, I'm not telling you how to do your job, Noah, because you are a tremendous writer, you're a tremendous reporter, but were I covering the All-Star festivities, I would do one of them little pieces where I go and talk to all the hitters on the AL team about Paul Skenes and then have them all say nice things, and then millions of people click it because, hey, big league All-Stars are talking about my big league All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I will. I feel like we did that story last year. I still think it would do well.
People don't remember what they read yesterday, Noah. No one's going to remember last year. And plus, it was Destin. That guy's crap. They had to ship him out to the West Coast.
Hey, no. No Andrew Destin slander here, fella. But, no, I think I might do something along those lines, actually, for O'Neill. Because I just think that the baseball community understands that what O'Neill does to baseballs is so rare, and guys who also hit baseballs professionally, I feel like they might have a different level of admiration for someone who hits them as hard and as fast as O'Neill Cruz does. So I think that might be one of my stories I work on today.
Well, Noah, I feel like this is a bucket list kind of deal for you, being able to cover all this stuff. So we wanted to have you on today because you're in the middle of everything, but enjoy your time and pinch yourself a little bit. It's pretty cool.
I absolutely will. I mean, you're right. This is really cool, and I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it.
All right, Noah, take it easy. You must look like hell you didn't want to do the video.
No, my girlfriend's sleeping in the hotel room, so I didn't want to wake her up talking to you guys.
That's pretty fair. Nice. Good. So what, you're in just some stairwell somewhere, or like by the ice machine?
I'm in the lobby.
All right. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Noah.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you. I don't know what we're still doing with ice machines these days. Like, you go to a hotel, you got to walk down the hall into a room that's just only for ice. Like, you can't have...
There's a vending machine in there, too.
I guess there is a vending machine.
You can't have, you're saying, like an ice machine in your room?
Can't have a little ice bucket in a fridge? Something
right.
Like that?
Right.
Makes the ice?
Yeah.
Every other place you go is going to have a fridge that makes ice, except for a hotel. You got to go pop a quarter in that thing sometimes.
In the ice machine?
Sometimes you got to pay for the ice.
You never have to pay for the ice. Never.
Am I out of my depth on talking about ice machines?
I mean, you'd never have to pay for ice. Ever.
Sometimes you want to get out of a situation. You just go, I'm going for ice. Like, I've been to theater shows that my sister was doing back when she was at Montclair State University in New Jersey. And our entire family would be in like a two-room hotel. And you just want to get, I'm going for ice. It's always good for that.
Yeah.
There's a little walk need down a quarter. Home. Thought I needed a quarter. Have you ever paid for ice at a hotel?
Never.
412-928-9370. You could text us on that big time topic. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I am interested to hear what some of these all-stars have to say about O'Neill Cruz and about his prodigious talents. There's also something that Noah said that I would like to react to when we come back. Plus, Joey Molinaro, one of the funniest guys on planet Earth. He will be participating in the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game tonight. He's going to jump on with us at 8:35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Five. People blowing up the text line talking about ice at hotels, Storm.
What do they say?
They're saying at hotels they've never paid for ice, but people are saying at some motels you might have to pay for ice.
So you've been staying in motels.
I have stayed in motels. I stayed in a micro-hotel.
What?
It's like a mini-hotel. We went and got our dog from Tennessee. A rescue dog. My wife was following some border collie rescue place on social media, and they had this dog that she thought was cute, so we drove 7 hours to Tennessee to get our dog.
Mm.
Stayed in a microtel in Bridgeport, West Virginia.
Mm.
It had a mirror on the ceiling and behind the bed.
Oh.
No.
Why?
You think my wife wants to see that? She wants the lights to be off. She wants to be thinking out about, like, I don't know, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm.
So lights on with a mirror, she has to come to terms with her life decision.
Well,
that's not what you want.
Well,
but we saw a guy as we got into the elevator. This also made sure that nothing happened. Saw a guy getting into an elevator, not wearing shoes, toenails. I'm not kidding. Had to be 6 inches long.
Ooh,
I'm serious.
Ooh,
Bridgeport, West Virginia, baby.
Well, that's what you get.
Let's go Mountaineers.
What's the difference between a motel and a hotel?
Motels are, I want to be careful here. They're where you take your hooker.
It's a mini hotel.
Well, that's what a microtel is. A motel is where you have access to the rooms outdoors, I think. A hotel, it's all inside.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't know.
The whole room was carpeted, Doran.
Yep.
Like shag carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was like out of the 1970s, this place.
Mm-mm.
And the mirror wasn't even clean. There's like smudges on it.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, yeah.
That's nasty.
It was gross. And we got out of there as soon as we could in the morning to go pick up the dog. Harry has put together his lineup for the celebrity softball game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to unveil it now or do you want to wait for Joey Molinaro?
Well, it makes sense to do it when Molinaro's on, wouldn't it?
You've just been eating through this entire segment, haven't you?
Yeah, it's my time to eat.
It is 8:24, time for Harry to eat. It's also time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency, get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Mark Cabali going to be joining us from 9 o'clock until 10. He had some new reporting on TJ Watt that we'll get to start off the 9 o'clock hour. Noah Hiles, great man, great Pirates reporter, doing a fabulous job on that beat. He really likes that Seth Hernandez pick Bucks took him sixth overall in yesterday's draft. He is a high school arm. He is 19 years old. But here's what he said. Quote, Seth Hernandez, if everybody in the draft reaches their highest potential, he would be the very best player in this draft class.
Wow.
And he's not the only one who said stuff like that. Like, the comparison's getting thrown around. Another prep pitcher, Hunter Green, and he's actually further along and a better prospect than Hunter Green was at this particular point. You don't draft for need in the Major League Baseball draft. You just don't. You get the best available player. And most places I saw coming into the draft, because I didn't actually watch the prospects. I was joking about that before, but I did read a lot of the pre-draft coverage. This dude was like number three in the draft. So I like the pick. And can you imagine Paul Skeens, everyone crying, and I will cry when Paul gets moved out of here in 3-4 years, whatever it is. And then this dude walking in and blowing people away. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a pretty good situation. I hope that that's not what the thought process was around drafting him, though.
I mean, ideally, you'd get him with Skeens for at least, I mean, half a season or something like that. That'd be great. But if not, hey, small market baseball. Hooray.
Yeah, here we go.
How about this dude for the Brewers? The guy who's all arms and legs. 25 innings pitched. Named to the All-Star
game. Oh, yeah.
Kind of pisses me off.
Well, didn't Trey Turner say something, or was that just AI?
Yeah, the Phillies were pissed.
Yeah, they were pissed.
They were ticked off. I'm mad, too. 25 innings ain't nothing.
Mm-mm.
Isaac Madsen of the Bucks has better numbers. He's a reliever. He got better numbers and pitched just as many innings. So what, because he hasn't started? That means he can't be an All-Star? There are guys who have pitched 106 innings who have great numbers being left off this team for a guy with 25 innings. Now, I know that Skeens was the starter last year throwing 60 innings, but 60 is a much bigger sample size.
Mm-hmm.
25 innings? 5 starts and this guy gets to be an All-Star? Get the hell out of here. That's absurd to me.
What do you get paid to play in the All-Star game?
No clue. Should we call Noah back up?
Kalis, you know what you get paid to play in the All-Star game?
No.
Interesting.
I think certain players have
incentives.
Bonuses in their contracts if they do make the All-Star game, but I don't know if you get anything. If there's not,
you got to get something, right?
You get $1 million if you won the Home Run Derby.
I know that.
Yeah. Texter, way too early to eat, Harry. Are you? Texter, just real quick, are you not familiar with the concept of breakfast? What?
Yeah, about 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Yeah.
That's a new one. It's 8:30.
Yep. I can see the concept of saying, Harry, it's a wrong time to eat. And you should eat during a break and not during
not in the
a
middle
segment.
Of the segment. Right. Yeah.
Well, I started during the break, but that's a big bag of cereal that I had there. That's awake at 180, though. I gotta eat at certain intervals. That's all.
Well, you can't stop eating whenever the segment starts.
No,
and then finish it in the next break.
I'm hungry.
It's not like a hot Italian sub. Like, you got to get it down before it gets cold.
Right.
We're talking about dry cereal.
Yeah, it's not like you're putting it in milk.
If it's in milk, I totally understand.
Right, it gets soggy.
Yeah. If it is in milk, you got to eat that as quick as possible. So I would have your back on that.
I'll start bringing bowls and almond milk. And I'll eat that instead. And then you won't make fun of me. Very good.
I'm a big fan of almond milk.
Yeah, that's all we have in our house.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I don't like drinking milk, but I put it in cereal.
Oh, almond milk and cereal is the bee's knees. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, sounds like he's going to be in the heart of the batting order for the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game tonight. Comedian, Steelers fan, Joey Molinaro is going to join us. Looking forward to chatting with him when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tonight, Washington County, EQT Park, Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Game. All the proceeds go into Cam Hayward's Hayward House. Doran Dickerson helps put this bad boy together with our dude Tony Bucilli from the Wild Things. And a guy that I believe, according to manager Nicholas Harry Callis, our esteemed producer here, is batting in the middle of the order tonight. Joey Molinaro joins us right now. Now, Joey, you can hear him on the These Guys podcast, Sports Gone Wrong, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on Vice TV. He doesn't really need an introduction. Everybody knows he's one of the funniest guys going right now, and he'll be part of this game tonight. Hi, Joey. Thanks for joining us.
Fellas, good to be with you. I think this is my first time being on with you, so I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we're very excited to have you, and from what we understand it, you were hitting some taters. Not over just that fake little wall that we'll put out there, but you were hitting some taters out of the stadium the last time, weren't you?
Yeah, dude. It was wild because I remember I was batting in front of Zach Banner, if you remember that name.
Sure do.
The reporting eligible big fella. And I remember he went at me on Twitter beforehand and was just like, seriously, this dude, he's hitting in front of me. What are we talking about? This is a bad managerial, you know, move here. So I had low expectations going in, you know, everybody in the stadium was kind of just like, who the hell is this guy? And then I get up and like the second pitch, I knock it like 360 feet over the left field wall. So, Doran sprinted out. I remember that's one of my most vivid memories is I'm rounding first base, I'm doing my little trot, and all of a sudden Doran is just sprinting at me with a bat when I'm like heading towards second base because I was playing for his team. So yeah, dude, I did that, and that was my only bat of the game. And so I tried to moonlight Graham it in the best way possible. Like I said after that I was retiring from slow pitch softball and then never playing again, because when you go yard in front of your favorite NFL team's players and, you know, a crowd in the city that you love, like, doesn't really get much better than that as just like this amateur voice guy who nobody cares about. So I said I was going to retire, but, you know,
Well, I'm sure Tony Busilli or Cam probably cut you a huge check. That's why you're coming this year.
Big time. Yeah, I mean, I won't disclose it, but yeah. So they invited me back, and I'm excited for tonight, man. I know that the pressure's on.
Joe, we're real excited to have you back. This is awesome. We love having you around, and we're all big fans of you, and we all know here in Pittsburgh that you're a huge Steelers fan. You're a diehard mm-hmm. Steelers fan. You are Nick Saban, and Micah Fitzpatrick just got traded to the Miami Dolphins. What is your reaction?
Well, Dawn, I got to tell you, I don't even really know if that happened. All right, because I'm out of my boat and I'm eating my oatmeal cream pie cookies, and I don't even follow anything in the NFL until I get into August and I got McAfee screaming in my ear, somebody that you know well about. All right, so I don't know anything about that. Good for Minka, but I'm out of my boat and I'm taking care of myself. All right,
Joey, when we were DMing last night, I go to bed very early because I host a mediocre show now, but if I didn't get my sleep, I would host a bad show. So you said, is there anything I should prepare for? I was like, we'll just shoot the breeze. The door and just puts you on the spot. Hey, can you just be Nick Saban? Can you just do your best Saban for us right now?
That's why I sent that. All good. I'm used to it. But I just, my son woke me up, smacked me in the face at like 6 a.m. And my daughter puked about 45 minutes after that. So I will be excited to be there tonight. I'm happy to be there right now, but well-rested is not going to be one of the things that I will be today.
So I know you've talked about this. You've been on the station before, but what got you into being a Steelers fan?
Yeah, man, I didn't really have a choice. My dad, this one thing that always is like confusing me is because sometimes I get like, bad feedback or people have a problem with it. I'm just like, well, you don't have a problem with it when the Steelers are playing in Seattle and the whole stadium's got terrible towels. Right. Like, you take such pride in Steelers Nation, and then all of a sudden, like, you have a problem that you're not born and raised in Pittsburgh, or like on Mount Washington, And so that was my case. My dad grew up in the 70s in Indianapolis. There's no football team there. I grew up in an Italian family, got the Franco's Italian Army. You love Terry Bradshaw, that whole crew, right? And so the Colts didn't get to Indianapolis until the mid-80s. And my dad's allegiance was already pledged, He was already loyal to the black and gold. And so in my house, that's all I've ever known. I remember not really knowing what was going on in the late 90s AFC Championship losses at Three Rivers. But I knew my dad was, really upset. And then one of my first real vivid memories was the 01 AFC Championship game. Obviously know how that turned out.
Cheating. A little bit of cheating going on.
Yeah. And then 02, when Tommy Maddox had the comeback against Cleveland in the wild card round, and Chris Fuamatafala sent it in. I think I was 8 or 9. And so those are all some of my first memories of being a Steelers fan. But yeah, dude, I just didn't have a choice. So now it's a big thing. It's all I've ever known. Doran knows. I got a tattoo for this team. We make it out here at least once a year, usually multiple times. We'll do something like this in the summer, and then the fall we'll come back out for a game or two. I had a show here a couple years ago at City Winery that was a real big success that sold out. I love it here, man. Indianapolis is definitely my native home, where I was born and raised and where I grew up. But, Pittsburgh has a very special place in my heart.
Joey, I remember whenever I was a little kid, I'd watch movies, and then I was like, I could sound like that. I could impersonate, the characters and actors and movies. And then I saw myself doing it in front of my family, in front of my parents, and then they invite their friends over. I would do it in front of them. I found out that I kind of had a little talent in that when I was very young. When did you find out that you wanted to get into comedy or impersonations of those?
What do you got? What do you got, Doran?
I've got a couple.
What's in your bag?
I got the Joker pretty well. I've got what else I got, Crowley?
Are you familiar with Penguin Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy by any chance?
Tyler Kennedy?
Not as familiar. See, that's one of the things.
That's
my
a super niche one.
In Indianapolis is that. I definitely like. Hey, I pull for the Pens. I want their success. That's great. But in Indy, we didn't. The biggest claim to fame we have with hockey is that Wayne Gretzky played for our minor league team for like 8 seconds. so But the Joker, are we talking like Heath Ledger Joker?
Yeah, Heath Ledger. Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Why so serious? You see, my father was a drinker and a fiend.
Something like that.
You could also hit him with the SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
My all-time favorite.
Ah, Patrick!
Dang, that was... That one got me.
It's
right
a limited fake, but it's very good.
Now, is all you have is the Patrick? Is that all you got, or can you converse and?
I could probably converse if I was put to the task. Yeah, I could probably converse.
What if SpongeBob took Coach T's position in the Monday meeting? What's he got? What's he saying?
Ah, Arthur Smith. We gotta throw the ball.
You see, Joe, it's the same. It's just different. Is what that is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. You did me with Saban, so I wanted to hear a little Sponge.
For sure.
I like it.
Yeah. What if SpongeBob told Nick Saban that Minka Fitzpatrick got traded? What would that sound like?
I'd rather do better with the Joker telling Nick Saban.
That's not fair to either of you.
No, that's tough.
All right, Harry, you have this lineup. So I was supposed to be the manager of this team, but then I lost a bet to our producer, Harry Callis. So now I'm just the assistant manager. I'll probably dump Gatorade into your mouth or something later, Joey. But, Harry, you've got the lineup you're going to reveal to the world right now.
You'll dump Gatorade in his mouth? What?
I don't know what coaches do. I rode crew in high school. I know nothing.
All right, here's the lineup for team offense. Batting first, playing shortstop, Doran Dickerson. Batting second, playing third base, Connor Hayward. Batting third, playing left field, Jesse James. Batting fourth, playing catcher, Christian Kuntz. Batting fifth, playing second base, Joey Molinaro.
Hey.
Oh, you put me in the infield? Damn.
What? All right. Batting sixth, playing first base, Larry Nance Jr. Batting seventh, playing right field, Duck Hodges. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Rutger McGroarty. Batting ninth, playing center field, Kendall Verdes. Batting tenth, the extra hitter, Matt Light. And then I'm going to pitch. I'm Nicholas Harry Callis.
There we go. Dude, people are the amount of messages I got about Kendall being on my team.
She's a superstar.
Was crazy. My sister, my wife's assistant cheer coach, my cousin, one of my wife's friends, I was blown away. So yeah, I think Kendall's going to be the biggest star tonight.
And where'd you have her hitting, Harry?
She's playing center field.
Ninth playing. She played center last year.
Did she? Okay.
Batting ninth. I think there's a little sexism going on there. I think that's what Harry's got going on there. I know. I feel like I should resume managerial duties.
That's a good lineup, and I'm going to stick to it.
Joey, this was fun, man. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you tonight, and thanks for being part of this awesome event.
Hey, absolutely, man. I wouldn't miss it. And sorry that I'm dragging this morning. Like I said, I've been doing laundry, cleaning up the puke, and I'm just trying to make my way through. We're all surviving, right?
Yes.
Doran, you have kids. You get it. So. Appreciate it, fellas. I will see you guys out there tonight. Can't wait.
Sounds great. Thanks, Joey.
Later.
Thanks, Joey.
Joey Molinaro, one of the funniest guys out there.
He is ridiculously funny. Like, just some of the little skits he does, like whenever he's in his in the office, like the normal office guy.
Oh my God!
It just
the Seinfeld, the modern day Seinfeld. Oh, there's not one of those that doesn't hit like crack, dude. They're so perfect.
Oh, so good.
It's like if Larry David honestly wrote the skit. I mean, it's just outstanding. So look forward to seeing him. Kendall, Verde's going to be there. She's a big deal. Jesse James hitting right ahead of Joey Molinaro, and you're leading off Dickerson.
Yep. There we go.
Doran is fast. It makes sense.
You're going to pitch run for me.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a very funny bit, actually.
I mean, you should. Yes.
Because if we know between the two of us, if one of us needs to steal a base or go the extra 90 feet, it's obviously the speedster Adam Crowley.
Yes.
Not the record-setting tight end from the NFL Combine. If we need more speed on the base pass, we pull Doran for me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Might have to talk to Joey, though. I don't know if he was crazy about playing infield.
I could put him in right. I'll put Duck Hodges at second. I just figured Duck Hodges, quarterback, good arm. But, I guess.
Now, where'd you have Hodges in the lineup?
Seventh.
I forgot Duck was playing until just now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get Duck
on. And that's why you're not the manager.
Pretty good point by him.
Yeah.
All right, Mark Cabali's going to join us coming up next. He's brought to us by Bet365. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19, and Peters Township. Mark Cabali joins us now. He'll be with us for the remainder of the radio show. Hello, Mark. How's it going today?
Hi. I was assuming I was coming on for another 7 minutes, so I was playing around with my phone.
Yeah, your texts are really big.
I can't see, brother.
I know.
You know, you'll get there one day.
Yeah.
I mean, you always been like that, or just it's an age kind of deal?
You know, I'm like George Costanza. I'm picking up dimes from a mile away. You have to watch Seinfeld to understand that.
We all get it. Everyone's seen Seinfeld.
And now all of a sudden it's like, I mean, I'm like the old man. I can't see. And I go to the eye doctor, and I'm like, why can't I see anymore? He goes, oh, you're getting old. I'm like, wow, there's a great diagnosis.
Would you get LASIK?
I don't know. That's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Whatever Tommy Pham got, that's what you need. Because whatever that was worked. That guy couldn't see, and now he turned into Mickey Mantle.
They got to trade him now.
Yes.
Yesterday.
They will. They will. Yeah, 1 year deal. He ain't going to be around to see the end of that here.
So how you fellas doing on this wonderful Monday?
We're peachy. We got the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game tonight. Are you coming? You're bringing Wyatt.
We'll see. I don't know.
It's great for kids. Show up, meet the players. He could talk to James Harrison.
Oh, yeah. Is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's going to.
Do you have a good relationship with Harrison?
Yeah, wonderful.
Did he have a good relationship with any of the media guys?
Who, Harris?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe Wexel. I don't know. I don't know. I think he was his. I was on to him after a while, not on to him, but knowing that his whole gimmick was trying to intimidate media people, and I found it scary and frightening at first. Then I found it hilarious after the fact, because you knew what he was trying to do.
Oh, he was great at it. I mean, back when I would be there from time to time, and this was his second stint. This is after he had left and gone to the Bengals and then come back. There would be reasons to talk to him, and nobody would be gathered in his locker. Like, he could have had, you know, five tackles and a strip sack, and no one wanted to get up and talk to James Harrison.
Well, you would go around him, and everybody would be afraid to ask the first question, right? And you would pause for 10 seconds, and he would look at you and go, that's it, I'm done. Yep. One time he looked at Adamski and looked at his name tag and goes, don't be frightened, Chris, or something.
And the thing is, he's pretty good. Like, when you get him going, like, you hear some of the podcast clips, or he's been on with Colin Cowherd and stuff.
He's been in movies.
Yeah, he's a smart guy, and he'll give you the good stuff. He just didn't want to do it back then.
No.
And if I could have gotten away with it, if I were a player, that's a hell of a play. Just like Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch, great at this, but he didn't want to talk to a bunch of weirdos.
No. What for?
And there's a lot of weirdos.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I walk into that locker room, media room, wherever, I mean, around the league and say, wow, look at these guys.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to talk to these guys either.
No.
So Did you ever see the interview where Harrison was talking to the one guy who didn't know that Harrison wasn't at the combine, wasn't drafted? James was like, you don't know anything about me, do you? He's like, I guess I don't. He's like, yeah. And then just gets up and walks away. Thank you for your time. No problem.
Is Debo a good softball player?
I don't think so.
But nobody's going to tell him he's bad.
I mean,
he'll have to just show it. I mean, no. We'll find out in about how many hours.
My question with this all-star game or this softball game, do you guys like rib each other and say, boy, you stink. You're terrible. I mean, do you guys really?
Like Christian Kuntz, like if he doesn't hit one out, like I will crush him.
Kuntz.
Right. Yeah, that's who I know. Like Cam, I'll mess with Cam. Yeah. But like, I mean, Richard Sherman, I may mess with him because like, oh well, whatever.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, just have fun.
Yeah. Larry Nance, like, yeah, I'm going to mess with him.
A lot of pressure on Christian Kuntz, who Callis has penciled in as the cleanup hitter.
Yeah.
On team offense.
Yep. He already texted me. He texted me this morning. It was like, do we get batting practice? And I was like, me and you could take batting practice about an hour and a half before. He's like, okay, because Alex Highsmith, he's been talking a bunch of bleep. And I was like, Highsmith can smoke the ball.
Yes, he can.
You know what Kuntz's response was? F him.
Now, Harry, will you feel comfortable pitching batting practice to the Dorensons of the world?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. You got your batting practice guy. Because one time was enough for me. When I was like 15 beers deep, tossing him to Kenny Pickett, who's hitting line drives inches away from my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Harry, you going to wear a heart guard and a face mask or what?
I was thinking about it, but, you know, I don't want to buy any equipment. So the economy's tight, you know.
You don't have a heart.
I was going to say.
I do have a heart. What do you mean?
Harry has one of the biggest hearts I've ever known. And that's true. It's a diagnosis. He's got a dilated cardiomyopathy. You should really get that taken care of, Harry.
Pony doesn't wear anything.
No, just Pony's out there nude,
naked.
Pitching.
Yeah. Naked.
Now are you going to wear a cup?
No.
I think
Crowley's going to be like, oh, Callis, he doesn't have testicles. No, he does have testicles. He's got some inflated.
Why does he always insult himself on behalf of me?
Right.
I don't even have to insult him anymore.
You're he tries to get out ahead of it.
Heart disease that I don't have.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just good humor right there. You leave a pregnant pause, he's just going to insult himself and then get mad at me for it.
I was throwing the ball around yesterday with the kid. First ball bounced off the ground or hit him right in the crotch. He goes, oh. Then he goes, I'm going to need one of those things. And I'm like, what's one of those things? One of those things you put over your things.
Well, don't forget, I actually got hit in the balls one time in high school. And I have felt.
Was that a line drive or did it bounce?
No, it was a line drive.
Al.
It hurt.
Was it full? I mean, was it a full contact?
No, we were playing a team from North Carolina.
Not a glancing blow.
No, it was it hurt. You ever seen the picture, Mark? A picture
of what now?
Of me getting hit.
One
of the moms.
X-ray.
I thought you were talking about the aftermath.
No, one of the moms did a great job of just like snapping pictures of us, and she got the moment. Like, I mean, it was beautiful timing. You just see it, the ball has a little blur. Like, you can see the motion of it and just square.
When you're saying it, what are we talking about?
The ball.
Okay.
You can see the ball.
See the motion of it.
I had pants on. I was playing in a baseball game. You're not going to see anything inappropriate.
Now would be the time to tweet that picture out. Today's a perfect time for that.
Yes.
I would advise both you and Pony wear cups. That ain't something you want to screw around with.
I'll screw around with it. That's what we do on this show.
Mark Cabali with us until 10 o'clock. He's got some TJ Watt deets that we're going to throw out there, and then we'll discuss. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 79, low 71. Should be partly sunny. Fairly cool for first pitch of the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game at EQT Park. Looking forward to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.